On Ice Hockey UK Radio, in association with McDonald's, for Tuesday the 31st of March, this is episode 2 of the Dumfries Daily. Welcome back to the Women's World Championships, Division 2 Group A here at the Dumfries Ice Bowl. Craig Simpson with you with the second episode of our daily podcast. Looking back on the first round of matches and looking ahead to today's fixtures for Tuesday. The tournament began with Croatia versus Poland. Croatia coming in as the 6th seed, promoted from Division 2B last season. They took a 3-1 lead early in the second period before Poland regrouped and struck 9 unanswered goals. Final score there, 10-3 to Poland, getting the tournament off to a rip-roaring start. Game 2 of the day, Korea versus Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan coming down from 1B, so they're the top seed, and Korea 3rd seed, so a really tight game. Chances at both ends, top quality net minding at both ends. In the end though, Kazakhstan coming out on top 2-0, so they take the win. And then the one we're all interested in, Great Britain getting their tournament off to a start. They played host to the Ice Ferns of New Zealand. Early power play chance for Great Britain and set them on their way. Katie Henry opening the scoring in the second minute. Great Britain running out in the end, 8-1 victors, a hat-trick for Katie Henry, 2 for Louise Adams, and 31 saves for Nicole Jackson. So a fantastic start to the tournament for Great Britain in front of a loud and lively crowd at the Dumfries Ice Bowl. And after the game, I caught up with the two GB coaches, Cheryl and Michelle Smith.
Cheryl, 8-1, couldn't really ask for much more from game one.
Not at all. We really needed to go out there and put our mark on this tournament, and I think we've done that tonight. We asked the girls to go out hard every single shift, and they gave us exactly that.
Yeah, and the first period, the early power play, the early goal, and just go from there.
Yeah, I mean, it just allowed the girls to settle a little bit more, get rid of any nerves, which are bound to be there at the start of any tournament, first game. And, you know, they settled in nicely. The goal, we settled down even more from there, and I think we commanded the game. Yeah. And the scoreline reflects.
Yeah, it was clinical, certainly at the front end, but at the back, Nicole still had to be strong and sort of made some big saves at key times.
You've always got to be ready. These teams are here for a reason, and to think that you've got a slightly easier game at any stage is foolish. Every player, every shift must be ready.
Yeah. I noticed you were watching the Korea-Kazakhstan game before yours. Obviously, looking ahead, it's Korea tomorrow. Will you start planning for that now that this game's out of the way?
Yeah, I mean, we've got our game plan. It's nice to know what your opposition is and how they play, what systems they play. Kazakhstan is an unknown quantity to us. But we've done our own work on them, and providing we go out there and stick to our game plan, you know, we've got a good chance we can win the game at the end of the day.
What's it like now that the tournament's up and running? Obviously you've had the build-up, the training camps, the trip to the Netherlands, and then you came here before the weekend, you've had the weekend here, now the tournament's started, are you happy it's up and running?
Oh, yeah. Extremely,
definitely. there's a buzz around camp at the moment, and I think everyone's always, once you arrive nice and early, and we came in on Thursday evening to get the girls settled ready for training Friday and the warm-up game, and yeah, you're just always waiting for that first game, first puck drop.
Yeah. And being the home team, obviously always being the 8 o'clock game, so you always breakfast the same time, lunch at the same time, train the same time. Does that help your routine?
It does. I mean, it's a great routine to have, but at the same time, the last game, it's always a 12 o'clock-ish finish, and then we're up early to have breakfast at 9. So there's a long day for the girls, but they're prepared, they're sensible, they have a nap in the afternoon, so, you know, we're raring to go when it comes 8 o'clock. And we've got some great support as well with it being in the evening, so you couldn't ask for much more.
Brilliant. Well, it was good to watch from where I was, so well done on today, and we'll catch up again tomorrow.
Thanks very much.
Thanks to Cheryl and Michelle for their post-game thoughts. Looking ahead to today's fixtures, the second round of games starts at 1 o'clock, Kazakhstan versus Poland. 4:30 is New Zealand versus Croatia. And then at 8 o'clock, Great Britain play their second game and play host to Korea. If you're not travelling to the Ice Bowl, then you can watch the web stream A week pass, £7.50 gets you access to all of the games, and you can download games previously streamed as well. So £7.50 gets you all 15 games here from the Ice Bowl. If you are coming, tickets still available at the Ice Bowl reception. You can buy a ticket just for a game or a day, or the week pass is still available as well. £25 is the week pass, gets you into the rest of the games here at the Ice Bowl. Full updates, as usual, will be on the Ice Hockey UK, Team GB and GB Women's Hockey Twitter accounts. Great updates there from the Ice Hockey UK team here in Dumfries. And also you can follow the action on the tournament. They have their own Facebook and Twitter accounts as well. If you search IIHF Dumfries 2015, you'll find those on your social media channels. Just before we wrap up this edition of the Dumfries Daily, what we're trying to do this week is bring you some behind the scenes with the staff and volunteers. And one of the people here working in Dumfries is the IIHF results manager. It's Ronnie Nicol, and it's his job to collate all of the stats. And after play last night, I caught up with Ronnie to find out exactly what his job entails.
Results manager Ronnie Nicol, you working on your third World Championships, Ronnie?
Yes, third foreman for the IIHF, a couple last year under 20 and under 18 level. This is certainly my first experience of women's ice hockey.
And as a results manager, what's your role here this week?
My role is basically to collate all the game information done by live scoring at the timekeeper's bench. And after I do that, I've got to check it all. And I've got to produce all kinds of reports that go to the chairman of the tournament and make sure that everything that appears on the IIHF website is 100% accurate. If it's not, I'll hear about it. So it has to be 100% accurate. So it makes for a long day, but it's a lot of stuff and a lot of hard work.
So all the pages we can see on IIHF, and people see the top scorers, the latest scores, all the reports that you can get, that's all from your team of statisticians.
That's right, Craig. Everything, shots on goal, face-off wins, you name it, it's there. And it's very thorough, and it's a nice site for a statistician to go on, because there's a lot of stuff on there.
And the volunteers you've got working, they've kind of experienced in the tournament as well, so a good team to work with.
Yeah, we've got guys from all over. I'm from the Brayhead clan myself, and I brought a couple of guys down from there. There's a guy from Belfast here, there's some of the local people from Dumfries, and obviously they enjoy it, they keep coming back, so they must enjoy it.
And the IIHF role, it also, if I remember rightly, you're doing the same sort of thing in the CHL for Nottingham's games?
Yeah, they need a results manager for the Champions Hockey League, and I did that for Nottingham last year. Elite League will have two teams in it this year, so I may well be involved in that, and hopefully, because it's very enjoyable as well.
And on your doorstep with the Brayhead clan making it as well.
That's right, great achievement for them, and certainly looking forward to the draw in May to see who they end up matching up against.
So that's it for episode 2 of this Dumfries Daily. We'll be back tomorrow. It's a rest day for the tournament, but teams will be training, so we'll still be here bringing you the latest and a review of day 2. We hope to see you either at the rink or follow us on the webcast. Thanks for listening. This has been the Dumfries Daily from Ice Hockey UK Radio in association with McDonald's.